UAW Mobile.
And 0TR Mobile.
Very good. I heard you might have had to go get shocked into sinus rhythm the other day. How you doing?
It came out all by itself for about 4 hours, so I didn't have to do anything. Normally I do some heavy exercise, and that does it. I didn't even have to do that.
Outstanding, Dave. Well, that concerned me. I remember you telling me that they could burn a nerve off or something. They was going to do that to my back the other day, but it didn't work out. But an ablation or something, am I right in that? When are you going to get that done?
Do the medicine, and if the medicine doesn't work, then they resort to burning some nerves on the inside of one of the two upper chambers of your heart, which is the thing that gets it out of phase. So they kill the thing that causes it. They do that on the inside of your heart. I guess they run a tube through your leg and up into that chamber and do that work that way. But I don't have to do that unless the medicine quits working.
Well, they was going to do that to my spine the other day, and I got the first block, and I was so sick that night, and I don't know if it was from the medicine or it's just a bad sinus headache, but I hadn't had one of those in many years, and I was to the point of nausea and throwing up and everything else. And they have to do two of them before they go in there and do the ablation and burn the nerves off back there. And I said no joy to that. I'm not going through another set of those shots. They jammed that lidocaine up in there, and then within a few seconds, they jammed the other needle up there, and it feels like one of the square needles they used in the Navy. I said, no, I'll just pass. But right now, I don't know. He said I could come back if I wanted to, and been pretty painful the last week. So, c'est la vie.
You've been going through that. I haven't had anything like that. I don't know what all that stuff is about. I've never been involved in any of that stuff, so hopefully I won't learn. But who knows? You do what you got to do, right?
Yeah, it's that rare disease, AGE, Dave. I got degeneration at all levels of my spine, so I don't know if there's any hope about that or not. Well, on a brighter subject, I wish this hot air would subside somewhat. The weatherman said maybe it was over the weekend, wasn't it? It could, but not much. But that's the only bright spot that Perella could give on the Channel 4 News today.
It's been that hot, but I guess it is. They're over here tearing up the roads in my neighborhood. I'm just having to sit here while they water down the dust that they created. I guess they're tearing up the old asphalt before putting new down. Usually they didn't do that. Last time they just put new asphalt on top of the old. This time they're digging up on a different road. They're digging up the old down to the dirt before they put new stuff down.
You know, I know they got an asphalt chewer that they go along, and but they usually don't take it all up like that. But yeah, these roads are really starting to wear a lot. Now, that isn't the road that we go by Eurydition on, is it? It's more, let that thing shut up here for a minute. It's a phone reminder. Is that the one down there by the horse ranch?
It's one off of that one. That one is the entrance. It's the front entrance, and then there's a back entrance. So there's only two ways to get in. But off of that one that you're talking about is the one that they just tore it all the way down to the dirt. The first one, as you turn in on that one, it's the first one to the left. And that's a cul-de-sac. It goes up into a cul-de-sac. And they just ripped it all the way up, all the way down to the dirt. Made everybody wait. And I just washed my car, and it's got little water spots on it. It's not completely dry because I just got it out. And there's all that dust settling on those water spots. I don't know what that's going to look like when I get back home.
It ain't pretty. My truck sets quite a lot, and it gets that way. And the condensation off the carport drips down on it. And, you know, when the pollen's there and this and that. It's not a pretty thing. But it's just too hot to get out and wash cars right now. Bernice, she likes to do it, but not when it's like this. It's just, well, my weather station a couple of days ago said it was 107 heat index out there. And the carport thermometer right now, move your head, Bernice, is 96 degrees. Of course, you got a metal roof up there above it. But there is a nice breeze out there anyways. And we got a half inch of rain yesterday.
Yeah, rain, like in four waves. I was looking at, I rebuilt the software for my Raspberry Pi camera, so I was, and now it takes a second, it takes a picture every other second, and then, you know, compiles some lap time photography, so it doesn't take you all day to look at all of a day. So, and I was looking at that rain yesterday because I put four pictures in a picture at the end after I compiled the snapshots into a video, put the four videos into a single video in each quadrant. And I was watching that rain come in, and it would pour for a few seconds, and then it would just ease up and almost be nothing. And then it would start pouring down rain again, and it did that four times yesterday. So we got lots of rain.
Yeah, I was in urgent care during that time, and when I come out of there, you know, down by, what is it, Eastside, or Riverside High School, when I come out of there about 3:30, as I started back, there wasn't a drop of rain until I started getting sprinkled on. Oh, a little tiny bit at Wade Hampton, but then when I crossed Locust Hill Road, everything was wet, and when I got home, and when he said, well, we got 52 hundredths, and she said, you couldn't see the chicken pen out back, which is probably, 20 yards. And she said, it was just totally, you know, like a cloudburst. And we certainly needed it, that's for sure. I've had to water a couple of times here lately. And it's hard on the vegetable garden, too. It's just burning things up out there, Dave.
My sprinkler goes off four times a day. It doesn't stay off long, but long enough to cool it down. They only stay on like 5 minutes per section, but there's enough sections where it's watering for 40 minutes total. And then it does that four times a day. At 6 a.m., 10 a.m., 2, and then again at 6, every 4 hours. And so far, everything's living, knock on wood. But you got to do that if you want to keep it alive in this kind of heat.
And that's a fact. Now, if you got Bermuda, you can go a little less. But the daughter, she's the own lawn doctor of Greer there. She says, never put your grass to sleep wet, is the saying that they had. So you water during the day, but early is good because it don't evaporate as fast, of course. Well, they wanted $400 or $500 at Blue Ridge Water System if we put in a sprinkler system, so we just decided to heck with that. We got those tripod things and set them out. But it's a pain in the rear. I'd much rather have a sprinkler system with a timer on it. We got fescue, though, and it does not like hot weather, but it's looking pretty good considering right now. Well, Dave, I'm glad to hear you're doing okay, and we'll go in and have a bacon tomato sandwich and a few goodies on the side, maybe a salad. Take care, Dave, and talk to you later. W4DJW, 0GR Clerk.
Enjoy your sandwich or salad, whatever you decide it's going to be. I'm going bird hunting at Zaxby's right now to pick up a sandwich and some chicken fingers. Have a good one. Tell Bernice hello, W4DJW Mobile.
XS listening.
XS with Uniform 2 Tango. Good afternoon, Dave.
Hey, what's shaking? How are you?
Oh, running out to get some items I forgot to get the other day at the grow. Well, didn't forget to get them at the grocery store. They didn't have them at the grocery store I was at, so got to go pick them up and maybe going to make some blueberry muffins in the morning.
What time? I'll be over there for coffee and blueberry muffins.
you about that. I don't know what time I'm going to feel like starting on. Depends upon how late I'm on the radio tonight.
Gotcha. Yeah, I got to have to do an install tomorrow. One of my customers' units went down completely now, and there's no saving this thing. And she's 91 years old, so got to get it changed out tomorrow.
Take care of us older folks. And yeah, I got to get you over here to take a look at mine and see what it's going to cost me to replace mine.
Oh, yeah, that's a phone call.
I got to get you to get the phone call, and I will make it. But, you know, that's when I will set this up. Nothing online. Anyway, where are you off to this afternoon?
I got to run down to Woodruff, excuse me, down on 101 South down there, just past the BMW plants, and look at my another customer. Package unit is not cooling, so I go take a look at that real quick.
You retired. You seem to be working an awful lot, you know.
I know. My wife hates it.
That money you get every time.
I don't know. I don't show her everything.
Your toys.
Oh, this is guitar money. Guitar and radio money. No, it's, you know, I work. If I can get two or three days in of, you know, work and maybe one or two installs a month, you know, and just do like service calls and maintenance calls during the, you know, during the rest of the month, I'm good with that. You know, I don't, I make, I'm okay. That's all I can say. I'm okay. I make enough money. I don't have to go out there and dig into people's pockets too deep.
Oh, that's good. Well, that's good. And I'm trying to work on something else. Work on a couple of things. See if I can get me the mobile program that gets me into making a little bit of extra money every now and again. Be nice to do that to be able to for radios and all that other good stuff too. You know.
Oh yeah, I think there's another station in there. Somebody keyed right on top of you. Go ahead.
Sorry about that, Rusty. I had my volume turned down. I didn't know you were talking. 34DJW Mobile.
There goes the guy that's supposed to be responsible for this repeater, and he makes a mistake. Go ahead, David.
Hey, Rusty. You been back long? Welcome back. Sorry about that.
Now, David's in here. KB2HXS is in here with us also. So, yeah, I've been back for almost 2 weeks now.
And with then, say you're calling nice and slow again. I like how you say that.
B number 2, Hotel X-Ray, Sierra, HXS. How you doing, Dave?
I like that. KB2HXS. You can't mess it up after you hear it that way. I'm doing good. I just went bird hunting and caught a couple of birds. I'm going to go home and eat them and clean them. Clean them and eat them. Go ahead, Rusty.
I was going to say, I hope you're going to clean them before you, and cook them before you eat them. I mean, those feathers will be kind of hard to get down. They'll tickle all the way down, you know? And that'll leave you with a funny feeling in your stomach. So you got to watch that. And, yeah, I've been back for a couple of weeks now. And I come back, let's see, the 10th. I got back on the 10th of July. So, and... it's been, what, that makes it about 3 weeks, I think, since I've been back. So, anyway, just moving along. So I was telling Dave I got to go out here and pick up some items at the grocery store I forgot to get to, that I didn't get the other day because they didn't have them. But that's what it is. Go ahead, David.
I really don't have too much to add to that. You know what, Dave, if you have Rusty's phone number, if you can forward my number over to him, please, that would be appreciated.
So he can forward what? Say that again. APRS decided it's time to send out a beacon and walked all over you.
I don't have my cell number. If you can forward that over to Rusty, please, I would appreciate that if you have his number.
I have both of your numbers, so I'll do that. When I get to a place I'm not driving, I'll do that.
Oh, yeah. Don't got to do it now. Rusty, my number's going to come through. It's going to have a 772 area code. It's a Florida number. I kept it. You know, for obvious reasons, too many people know me. I have too many friends. Anyway, over to you, Rusty.
Okay, no problem. And, I've just arrived where I'm going to, and I'm finding a parking place in the shade today, which is usually not where you find one here when you get to this particular grocery store. Anyway, I'm here. I will talk to both of you later, and we'll catch you later. And, David, I'll give you mine, which is the W2T, if it worries you that, just say wound up too tight. W2T clear for now.
All right, Rusty, WU2T, wound up, I like that, WU2T, KB2HXS, the other day, please take it before I get tongue-tied.
Good talking to you. Take care, and enjoy the HF bands while it's hot. So, David, you guys still staying busy with the air conditioning service? It got you hopping?
Absolutely. I'm actually heading down to a customer right now in Woodruff. I'm going to take a look at something real quick, and that might wind up replacing that one. And that's a gas pack. That's an outdoor, what they call package unit, but it's the heat is gas. I've been putting Band-Aids on it for the last few months, and it's getting to the point where it may need to be replaced also. And then I got to do a replacement tomorrow for one of my older customers.
Right.
The lady's 91 years old, man, and she's got no air right now. She's suffering.
No, that's not good. That's hard. Well, my parents were that way. They never really had any air conditioning, and they preferred windows down, windows up in the house, air flowing through the house to air conditioning. Even when it was hot, they were just used to that. I don't know. I got to have the air conditioning. I went out not too long ago, and they told me something about them. I'm going to run it by you and see if it's true, see if you've heard that.
Okay. Go for it.
So 10 years ago, they replaced they put a new one in upstairs, and they put a new, it was new, and it was Linux. And they said Linux was experimenting with a core that was both copper and aluminum. And as it turns out, that didn't work out too good. So, because they expand and contract at different rates, and they do a lot of, temperature changing, so it doesn't take long to wear them out. And they went back with a core that is solid aluminum to replace it to fix that problem. Have you heard of that?
Well, when you say core, what are you talking about, the evaporator coil or the condenser coil?
Evaporator, the one that's up inside the unit that's cooling the air that's going through the house, not the one that's outside.
Oh, yeah, we had a ton of problems in Florida with those. Yeah, they came out with a coil that was copper and aluminum, and then they went to a full aluminum coil. I can't remember what they called it. It was a specific name, and I tell you what, I changed a lot of evaporator coils in Florida because of that reason. You're right, they expand at different rates, plus the high pressures of R410 when, man, they find leaks everywhere. But yeah, absolutely. Linux is real bad with that.
Because they weren't lying to me, because I think they have lied to me in the past, but it's hard to tell sometimes. Because so many of them do it, I hear you guys confirming that there are a lot of them that do that, just to sell you something that you may or may not need. But anyway, I didn't get a whole new system. I just got the new solid aluminum one, and so far it's doing really good. Best it's ever done.
Oh yeah, no, aluminum is good. Yeah, it's got good heat transfer properties, but the whole thing boils down to. And not to cut anybody down, but some of these guys out here, they don't install correctly. There's certain procedures you have to follow, putting the system in vacuum and flushing the lines out and all this other kind of stuff, because if you don't follow these certain, these certain criteria, you won't get a good install and the system won't last. But, yeah, no, Linux did have a problem with some coils. Like 4 and 5 years ago, I was changing coils like crazy. And some of them are a little difficult to get to. But, they didn't lie to you. They told you the truth on that. And Linux is very expensive, too. They're a little overpriced for my budget.
I forget the name. I've had them forever. Sanders. They used to be Sanders, but they changed hands and changed names, a half a dozen times, like I guess a lot of them do. And
But it's the same. I still call the same number all the time. Their name changes constantly, but the number stays the same. So I just keep them because they've done a good job over the years. I can't believe 100% that they've always been upfront and honest, but it seems like for the most part I'm getting what I'm paying for.
Do you have your phone nearby? Your phone nearby?
Yeah, it's sitting right next to me, but I'm still driving. I'm weaving my way through traffic. They're tearing up the roads in our neighborhood, so I'm having to go really slow.
All right, I'm going to call you.
Sitting there next to me, I can answer it if it rings.
That's clear.
W4DJW clear.